No.
Ebs, you have not stopped smiling since you came on here. So I got to ask you something. This trade to New York, how has it been for you? From just watching out here, and we don't get you as much as we'd like the games, but has it kind of recharged you?
Yeah. It's fun playing meaningful games.
How about that?
I think this is one of the tighter knit groups that I've been a part of since I started playing hockey. So it's been a lot of fun.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to Canada's sports talk show, daytime sports talk show. It's the Rod Peterson Show, and we are live coast to coast and around the world on Facebook Live too and Game Plus TV. Nice work there, Dupes.
Timely.
Was it ever on the Jordan Eberle clip? He's having fun on Long Island, and no more fun than he had last night in the Edmonton bubble. Wasn't lost on a lot of people that he scored the double overtime winner, keeping the Islanders alive, forcing Game 6 against Tampa in Edmonton. The team that deemed him expendable.
I know.
So, yeah.
And he had that chance earlier to win it when he pulled back the toe drag around the defender and didn't score. So for him to get that one was nice.
It was nice. Yes. Lots of folks checking in from across the country. We'll get to your howdy-dos in a moment. Producer Clark's nose was a little out of joint. He's in BC fending off the smoke from the forest fires. And by the way, our thoughts are with all of you on the West Coast. Terrible what's going on out there. But Clark was asking me this morning if he was angling, I think, for a compliment. Producer Clark. Because he says, show looks like it's going great out there with me gone. I said, smoke and mirrors, Clark. Smoke and mirrors. Don't take more than a week. And hey, we weren't ready. I don't have my pen here. Because we were in our morning meeting, and there was no Clark to tell us, guys, get in your seats. We're going live in 5. And we're like, yeah, whatever, Clark. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
That's like, usually what we do, but at least it's our warning.
On
right?
a daily basis, because we have the 5-minute countdown when you guys get into the comments. Yeah. And in broadcasting, I mean, 30 seconds is an eternity. So if I'm sitting down in my chair, which happens often.
With five seconds to go.
That's comfortable. That's lots of time. But 5 minutes ago, he said, okay, we're going live. Get in your seats. And we're like, no, we're not. We're going to the 5-minute pre-show. So
and today we got caught with our pants down.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
So, Clark, we miss you. Hello from Central Ontario, says Don McNeil. Morning, Lumpy. Can we still call you that, or is that just a moose jaw thing? From Joe Lazito, watching on Long Island today, where we're carried as one of 21 states on Altus Cable. He says, Ebs! So, let's get back into routine here. Here's what's coming up. From Saga 960, all news radio in Mississauga, Mike Richards, an absolute Canadian broadcasting treasure, will be with us in hour one. In hour two, Andy McNamara, the former voice of the Tiger Cats, voice of the Toronto Rock, and now Sportsnet fantasy expert. And the host of Canada's number one Cleveland Browns podcast, Andy McNamara, is going to be with us, along with our director of scouting, Craig Smith. And I have to say, I got stopped in Safeway yesterday by one of the guys stocking the shelves. And he said the best show that we've had in September was the last one with Craig Smith talking football.
That was so much fun. A guy in Safeway.
That
was so much fun.
So you have the validation, Smitty, of the Safeway staff. So let's move on with the quick six show topics. What do you say? Let's go, Jordan. Hit it. Number one, it was what I would call an ugly slash beautiful night in sports last night, and I'll tell you why. I've broken it down into the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm sitting at home watching hockey. It is Canada, right?
Yeah.
And I'm seeing Twitter blow up with Derek Fisher just getting blown up and roasted on Twitter. And then the Clippers blowing a Game 7. And there was a lot of fire and... You know,
yep.
on Twitter last night.
Oh, big time.
And I'm just like, ooh, this is a lot of ugliness. And I'm just going to watch my guy Ebs win this game for the Islanders and extend that series. Right? So for me, the good was that the Islanders beating Tampa Bay, the Braden pointless Tampa Bay Lightning last night in double overtime 2-1, and it forces a Game 6. That's another reason why Braden Point should win the Conn Smythe. Should Tampa Bay go on to win at all? Because they can't win without him.
Yeah, clearly.
Period.
Clearly.
And furthermore, I heard a good one this morning in the gym. This is the Stanley Cup final right now. Islanders-Tampa. Dallas is just the Rudy Poos from the West.
Really?
I know.
Wow.
And I'm like, hey, I'm... Sure. You know, that's just gym talk, right?
Yeah.
I actually talked to a referee, by the way, who spent last season in the American Hockey League. He was in the gym this morning, and he's sitting there waiting like everybody else. And I'll get to that. Summer's over. People are getting anxious, right? They're waiting for word. So that's the good. Ebbs, our boy, Regina kid, Pat's great. Scoring to win it for them. Point two, the bad. And how bad was it? Derek Fisher, who has not had an error all year, blows two pop flies. Well, they weren't pop flies. Fly balls in the outfield in the same inning. I get that that's not encouraged at the Major League Baseball level, but was it worth what he just got thrown at him? Like people were, I don't even want to say who, saying his days are done. You know, he's a traitor. It's ridiculous. You don't get me going on this social media rant again, but Twitter has become this one-upper of negative crap. Oh, you think you're negative? I can be more negative. I can be meaner than you. And this is from big-name sports people and media people. That's bad. That might actually be the ugly. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
How many times have I read the sports updates here all summer long and said, D. Fish, he's the only one homering in some games to win games for the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah.
So I just, wow, that was a little much for me.
No, big time.
Yeah.
And I mean, do they think that, man, the more negative I can get or if I can be more spicy, I'll get seen and it'll go viral? And I mean, is it just a contest to try and have a viral tweet and see if you can have something pop off? I don't know, but it's not good and it doesn't last. What do we talk about? Building something organically, brick and mortar, brick by brick by brick. You know, you're not going to build a social media account by having one viral tweet because you decided to get mad at a guy. That's not going to build you a...
So that's what you think they're trying to do, hey?
That's part of it, I really think.
Go viral.
Yeah.
With being as negative as they can.
I can be the wildest accusation of why this guy sucks. And some of it's funny, sure, but I mean, it's not good.
Yeah, some of it is funny.
But some of it's bad.
I thought the Derek Fisher stuff last night of the Blue Jays was over the line.
Mm-hmm.
Point three, the ugly. And maybe I got them backwards here, but the Denver Nuggets, it's a hell of a story. And Jamal Murray coming back from 3-1 down, and they beat the Clippers last night. It was a shabackling. 104-89 in a game seven, and they move on to face the Lakers in the West Final. And so the Clippers blow a 3-1 lead. That's very ugly. And this morning, as you know, I watch ESPN's Get Up, which I think TSN's now dropped.
Okay.
It certainly seems that way. I can't find it on one of the five TSN channels, but fortunately I have ESPN pumped into my house. So Kendrick Perkins said this was one of the biggest blown faker teams of all time, the Clippers with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, right? And they weren't getting down on Kawhi. They thought that he can't do it all by himself. Paul George was the phony for the Clippers, is what they're saying. Oh, yeah. I can get it when it's coming from Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah.
The guy's been there. He's done it. So as we're getting robbed of the Clippers-Lakers West Final that everybody wanted, but that was pretty ugly, too. And I guess I should say, the social media meltdown with regards to the Clippers blowing a 3-1 series lead wasn't that pretty either.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just in my nice little hockey bubble. I'm watching Ebb score and everything's great. And I'm just like, whoa. What's going on over here in baseball and NBA is very ugly.
Yeah. Not good. Especially when the LA Clippers, a lot of people were, you know, claiming them to be the favorites to win, especially after Milwaukee got bounced and the Raptors got bounced. And now, you know, Denver's the feel-good story. You hope they do well. Denver's
sure.
That feel-good story.
America's team.
America's team now. It was Miami last week.
I know.
This week it's Denver. I'm okay with it.
It's a little much. Judy McLeod saying, by the way, one of our viewers here joining us for coffee, she says, I stopped following Twitter for that reason. I'd rather get my sports from here. I do try to be as positive as possible as we can. But here's the other one, just lastly on this. The Toronto sports fans and Raptors fans that were just na-na-na-na-na at Kawhi for leaving and going to L.A. Dudes, the Raptors were watching on TV too. It just seemed very Toronto-ish. It's not like the Raptors are going on without Kawhi. I don't troll him because he went home and wanted to play for the Clippers in his hometown. Don't you think that was offside too?
The Raptors,
did you see any of it?
The Raptors haven't won without Kawhi.
Right. You're no position to troll. There we go. Jason Smith writes in, maybe Kawhi is regretting leaving the Raptors.
No. And
no.
He might.
I don't think so.
But I don't think so. I think he's pretty happy. I think, you know, there was talk of, you know, would Paul George come to the Raptors, right? And what can they do in free agency? Well, now they're talking about getting Giannis, who's like the best player in basketball, to Toronto.
The Greek Freak.
I think they'd be okay with that. I think the Raptors would be okay adding that to Siakam.
The Raptors are fine. They just re-signed Nick Nurse. Nobody's got a problem with it. But again, they're it's so immature what they're doing to Kawhi Leonard, because the guy just wanted to go home and play, which everybody wants to do.
Yeah.
And hey, and if the Raptors could get everybody to come home and play, all the Toronto area kids that are lighting up the NBA, look out. But they're not doing that. Maybe they should try that. But I can tell you this, at the end of the Raptors championship parade a year ago, 14 months ago, when they interviewed Kawhi, do you remember? Oh, Kawhi, this is all great. He's all soaked in champagne and everything. Are you going to re-sign with the Raptors? I knew right then he's done. So the whole helicopter following him landing in L.A. and getting wined and dined, remember that?
I do.
The creepy TMZ stuff.
He's been cited.
Right. He's gone.
Like it's a police.
He didn't want
case.
To answer the question. It tells you he's done. He's not coming back. And he doesn't regret it. By the way, John's watching in North Vancouver. John O'Flynn. He says, great to see a soccer shirt this day. Rod, is it Regina FC, Kevin Holness related? It is the SAS Soccer Association. And by the way, if I may say, it's pretty tight. I mean tight in the hot word sense.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
It looks good.
Like the Adidas, SAS Soccer, they sent it over here for doing some soccer interviews. They got it figured out. If you want the coverage, ply us with gifts.
We can be bought.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Hey, there's money in being the pimp daddy. Oh, well, I won't go there. For some reason, I have point four written down here. Social media torches Fisher. Was it too harsh? I think we've covered that already, so we'll move on. Point five, the Big Ten to play. When you got the president of the United States, the POTUS, tweeting about it, you know it's big news, breaking news. Big Ten is going to play. That is OSU, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan State, Purdue. They're playing beginning October the 24th. And that's very big news, obviously. The college football people are excited. And I was telling the guys in the morning meeting, and you were there, you know, everybody's talking about this. They're wondering, will this trigger other leagues on the continent? I have my thoughts that I'll keep to myself on when some Canadian leagues are going to return to play. But just for the Big Ten, for now, it's a really big deal. 14 schools, I believe. And the reason, and again, thank God I got ESPN so I can watch the breaking news and the coverage of sports instead of a loop of SportsCenter 13 times. Do you know why they're doing this? Changes and somewhat advances, if you will, in medical information as regards to coronavirus. Yeah.
Wait.
Why do you look so shocked?
You mean they made a decision, time passed, new information was gained in that
yes.
time, and they evolved and changed their mind?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
That's the most wonderful thing that I've heard of in the last, you know, 6 or 8 months. We live in a different world than we lived in when they first decided to not play. We live in a different world than we did yesterday, right? Things are evolving all the time. So if they gathered new information, they found new ways to proceed, good.
You said it better than me. As was related by Paul Feinbaum, the number one host on the SEC network and the college, basically he's the number one guy in college football, would you not say,
yeah.
the media? He said new information has become available with regards to coronavirus, and therefore Big Ten football is going to kick off October the 24th. Now, how does that relate to Canada? I'm not sure. But speaking of breaking news, can you guys go back to the comments? And I want to read the one from Robert Kazakov here. It was an American Hockey League related comment, or maybe ECHL, but I want to, if he can find it. If he can't, that's fine.
But on the influence,
yeah.
like on how much does it affect Canadian football or other conferences, I always relate it back to you want to read that? It's related back to the house party, right? The more cool kids that go to the party, the more you want to go to the party, right? So if the Big Ten has enough influence, other leagues will be more adapt
well,
to follow.
Well, copycats.
They'll want to follow.
Sorry. Breaking news from our friend Robert Kazakov. Edwin Hookinson from Lampman, Saskatchewan, has signed a pro contract with the Utah Grizzlies. I'll allow it.
That's pretty
good news.
It's great.
We said we're trying to stay positive around here. Lampman, Saskatchewan, tiny little town on the way between Weyburn and Estevan. Guy signed a pro deal with the Utah Grizzlies. Now, they are in the American Hockey League, are they not? I was looking at the regions. No, maybe they're not. Don't matter. It's a pro deal. Somebody help me out with that. 2.6. Huskies are practicing. U of S Huskies football. U of R Rams are practicing. The SJHL is in camp. So what do we think about this? We dabbled in this yesterday. Are they just trying to force a decision? Or do they know something we don't, i.e. a decision's coming and they want to be ready for it? Have everybody together so we can start playing? I don't know. I mean, my DMs are scattered with comments about what's the provincial health authority saying? What's the local league president saying? It's all on the government. It's all on the government. That's it. And actually, it goes to our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Let me dig it up here. Will we see junior hockey in 2020-21? The options are yes, no, and junior A, but no CHL. 46% of you saying yes, we'll see junior hockey. Flat out, no matter the league. 35% say no. And 19% of you saying, yes, there'll be junior A, but no CHL. That triggered a comment from Moncton and the Wildcats podcast. Moncton Wildcats. Great team out there in the queue.
Yep.
They said, we're about 3 weeks away from seeing regular season queue action, having already played 4 preseason games so far. He's talking about the Wildcats themselves.
Wow.
He says, hopefully the Dub and the O can have a season. So you're seeing a lot of vitriol, if you will, flung at the Commissioner Ron Robison or the president of the Dub or the SJHL president Bill Chow. Or even Kelly McClintock, the head of Saskatchewan Hockey Association. You don't think these guys don't want to play? You can lump them in with Randy Ambrosi. This is what they do. They're all being held back by the government. All of them. All of them. I don't know that that's a rant. That's just fact. So I'm just saying, don't be mad at your respective leagues for everything from high school football. By the way, they had that meeting last night. Nobody wants to go to six-man football, so it's come up with something else. What did you play, six-man or nine-man?
Nine-man. Somebody put the comment in yesterday that six-man football is not football. Yeah. That's a load of crap. I mean, a lot of great players that went, and they play six and nine-man throughout the United States, too. I mean, it's amazing football, but I get it because it does change. The games are completely different. I mean, they change a lot, and the number of kids you're going to be able to get into the game changes a lot as well. So I understand that, especially from the city perspective, but that might mean they don't play, and that would be kind of scary.
Producer Clark checking in because he can't live without us from his vacation. He says, morning from the Rockies, boys, staring at the Tantalus Mountain Range, sipping my tea. Have a good one. Thank you, Clark. Get back soon. Be safe. Have fun. For an Ontario perspective, all of this, Mike Richards will join us next from Saga 960 News Radio in Mississauga. Okay, so you're not going to want to miss that. This has been the warm-up, and we'll be right back. You're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show.
It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of Mike Richards, viewers writing in that the Utah Grizzlies are in the ECHL, formerly the East Coast Hockey League. And the young man from Lambton, Saskatchewan, were saying his sign there. So I love it. All kinds of messages coming in that Utah's in the ECHL. And by the way, of my quick six show topics, I didn't get in. I've fallen in love with Cobra Kai. I'm three episodes in. Bo Levi Mitchell's twin, his clone, is the star of it. Jimmy Lawrence from Karate Kid. And I started Away last night.
Away?
The missus and I, quite into it. Hilary Swank plays an astronaut. Not as weird as you think.
All right.
So let's bring in Mike Richards now, and I appreciate him holding through the break here from Saga 960 Radio. How you doing, Michael?
You know, you were just talking about television, what we're watching. Netflix, obviously, is just huge. But I'm very upset because there's another Chuck Lorre show. Do we not have enough Chuck Lorre shows? The Big Bang Theory, the Bob Hart's Abishola. Oh, that rolls off the tongue. The Comiskey Method, that horrible show called Mom, and now they got something called Be Positive. You know, the pandemic's more enjoyable. I don't, how do we, can someone stop them? Does anyone have an archery set? Because I got it, a lawn darts?
Are you
because
not,
this guy.
Are you not watching Cobra Kai, though? Do you know what it is, what I'm talking about?
Yo, it's huge. That's real big. What's the other one that's huge? There's two of them out there. Oh, The Boys. That's on Prime. I don't know if you've seen that.
No,
that's,
I don't have Prime.
It's a no. Not going well. Things a little tight.
I can't. How much am I supposed to have? That's all. I'm trying to get it done. Yeah. But by the way, people in Calgary are trolling me yesterday when I said that Bo Levi Mitchell's clone is Jimmy Lawrence, the star of Cobra Kai. They're like, Rod. So it finally hits Saskatchewan, huh? I'm like, sorry, I haven't been sitting on my ass watching Netflix for the last 10 years. I just discovered it really in the pandemic.
Well, actually, what I wish I was watching, I don't know how people feel out there, but to have a Labor Day with none of our football was just awful. That was probably one of the loneliest Labor Days, and And I've had lonely times. Let's face it. It's not always been good for me. But Labor Day with no classic Labor Day clashes, and then the return, the Banjo Bowl, like all of that to be taken away for Canadians to me was really sad. And as much as it's great to have hockey and you turn it on and you got midday hockey and NBA, all the other sports that have now sort of jumped in, you've got, a U.S. Open on the weekend. For a CFL fan to take that away, that was pretty awful. My family, it's easy. It goes Christmas, Grey Cup, Labor Day, then maybe Easter. I'm telling you, to have that, I don't know how it felt out there, but out here, it was pretty lonely, pretty awful to not have that, in some cases, hatred. but isn't it just the greatest, to me, it's the greatest weekend simply because we know in our league, it's when you feel like maybe there's a second chance. Maybe if you're not that far back, you can get into this thing. And now it's all gone. Now, that was really tough.
The unofficial kickoff to the CFL season, of course, is Labor Day weekend. That's when Canada wakes up to the fact that they just woke up to the fact there's no CFL football this year. That's what happened on Labor Day weekend. You're right, Mike. But we've been trying to stick to, frankly, Stanley Cup playoffs, NFL, because what's going on in the CFL is so bad, right, from a business perspective, that I don't even want to talk about it. When I do, it's just negative. But can you maybe talk about Southern Ontarians and how much they do love the CFL?
I don't know how much they like. It's very regional. So when you start talking about Southern Ontario, you start talking about football in this province, I would say in Ottawa, they've done a pretty good job because it's kind of close to the Quebec border. And as you know, Quebec football at all levels, grassroots football, whether it's a Cégep or it's the actual Rouge or the Cataban, it doesn't matter. Football is alive and well in Quebec and has been for years. It's sort of like it is in Western Canada. There's a real heart for it. If you know, high school football is something they would talk about. Ottawa is close enough and they've done a good enough job where Ottawa's okay. Bob Young, the moment that he walked in, and that was a God's gift to the Hamilton area, that part of Southern Ontario, if you want to put it that way, huge, staunch fans. They still, again, it would be a football town to a degree. They're going to talk about high school football. They'll talk about collegiate football. That is now the U Sport. McMaster's a big part of that. So there still are football conversations in that part of Southern Ontario. Toronto and the GTA is a zero. It is the worst football market in North America, bar none. I am sure it's talked more about in Alaska, that and alien abductions. But I'm telling you, people keep talking about the NFL coming. They're not coming. They're not coming to Toronto. The place has zero integrity when it comes to football. You cannot have a football conversation in this town simply because they don't know it. There's not a huge love for it. It is the strangest thing where there's no high school talk of football. There certainly is nothing to do with collegiate. When it comes to the CFL, there's an arrogance to it. And there always has been. And it's even burned off a lot of the hardcore. And the reality is, even when you talk about NFL, the only thing a person in Toronto is going to talk about is their fantasy league. They're going to talk about their fantasy team. They're going to talk about who their second running back is. That's not knowing football, and that's not a football conversation. A football conversation is talking about, where a kid came out of, what school. For instance, people are more in tune now, and I believe this wholeheartedly. It's always been a Leaf town, and I've always said it will always be a Leaf town. But the football conversation in this country, especially in the GTA, basketball now certainly becomes, if you go to a high school, I would say at lunch hour, and you want to talk about sport, you might get a Kyle Lowry thing before you get an Auston Matthew things. And that, to me, is a massive, if not a universal change, because basketball, look at Jamal Murray. The kids are more likely in tune to talk about what Jamal Murray, coming out of Kitchener, goes down to Kentucky, and he literally has won the hearts of the Denver Nuggets, what he has done, what he did last night against the Clippers. You'll get a Jamal Murray conversation. I'm sure you're going to get, people still talking about Kawhi, Kyle Lowry, whether he's going to come back or not. These are conversations right now, Rod, that I think are happening in the city that supersede those of Leaf talk. Because trust me, it ain't a hockey city as well. It is not a hockey town. It is a Leaf town, and there's a difference.
A lot of things come up to me when you say that. For one, what are you doing hanging around playgrounds?
Well,
listening to conversations. It's a joke.
I wasn't talking necessarily play. It's interesting it went that way.
But seriously, basketball worked so hard, Mike, for this. It didn't just happen. When you're talking, and of course, I'm making a joke, I'm sorry. But like, Vegas is a hockey town now. Arizona has had the Coyotes since 96, and they're still not a hockey town. They're a rumor. People think Vegas just waved a wand and we're a hockey town. No, it takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of time, and I would say from coast to coast. I mean, I think you're probably familiar with the CEBL. They have done a marvelous job in starting their pro league. You know, you've got the Rattlers out there. You know, you've got Lee Genier, a good friend out there, working hard for them. You saw the tournament they had in Niagara not that long ago. Because basketball to me has fallen into a similar place where, actually in conversation, soccer has. Soccer is very much a conversation that you would have now in 2020. If you go back into 1970s, even the 1980s, maybe barely into the 1990s, if you had mentioned a lot of the big clubs over in Europe, so whether it was the Premiership, La Liga, the Bundesliga, you know, you name the big leagues, you know, some of us might have been able to say, yeah, Manchester United, didn't Rod Stewart sing about that in one of his songs? Like, we kind of would know stuff. But then when the Beckham era comes into it, all of a sudden things change. And as you know, grassroots soccer has always been big because it's cheap to play. A lot of towns can play. You don't need a lot of equipment. You don't need a lot of money, unlike hockey. And slowly, when I take a look at this country, yeah, it's still a hockey nation, and it's probably more hockey, I would say, in places like Western Canada, in places like Quebec. You certainly have grassroots here in Ontario. But when you start talking about the Torontos, Toronto is a very different kind of city. It's not relatable to any other city I can think of in the country. And when it gets back to your original question about football, it is a terrible, and I mean a terrible, football city.
Wow. Mike in Toronto's watching. The Toronto people have woken up, Mike, writing in. He says the Toronto Marlies have had a hard time getting fans. It's been about 17 years. I'm surprised they're still here. And what I'm getting from what you're saying is that Toronto is a Leaf town, but not a hockey town. Right? Because there's a lot of other...
That is 100%. For instance, so if you had the World Juniors anywhere, you know, you've had it in the province of almost every province, but you know, you've certainly had it in Saskatchewan. It doesn't matter what town you put it into. It doesn't matter if it goes to Red Deer. All those games will be sold out. It doesn't matter if it's Latvia playing Switzerland. People are going to show up. They're only showing up for Canada. They will only show up to the, and that's been obvious. Like, the only time they show that Connor McDavid team, that's when they showed up. That's when they came to the barn. Otherwise, they're not that interested. The Marlies have excellent hockey players. The AHL is the second best league. People can argue, but it is the second best league to me in the entire world. And in Toronto, because it kind of looks like a Leaf, but it's not a Leaf. Even sometimes when they play for the Leafs, it's still not the Toronto Maple Leafs. They don't go. They're not interested.
No, I'm with you. And I love the American Hockey League, by the way. And it's really what the CFL is. Mike, you and I could talk about this all day, but people want to portray that the CFL is up here akin to the NFL. It's just not. The wages aren't there. Whatever. It's not. But let me say this about the CFL before I let you go. They need a salesman. And I want to ask you, who right now, off the top of your head, is a salesman for the CFL? They're dormant right now. There's no season. But when it comes back, let's assume all the same people are in place. Who's selling this league right now?
Well, it's difficult because some of the greatest guys to sell it, they're a little past the sort of the great leverage. But I mean, Doug Flutie is still a massive a fan of the CFL. He'll always talk highly about it. They do. You go back to Joe Theismann, but again, we're starting to talk about players that aren't currently, you know, that would have a lot of weight.
Will pinball move the needle in Toronto?
Well, if there's anybody who can, it is the pinner. The Pinner can do a lot of things. The Pinner should run for prime minister.
Yes.
You know who's watching Chuck Lorre shows? Justin Trudeau. I bet you Junior's sitting there in front of his television going, oh, that bazinga. Oh, Sheldon, what is he going to do next? I swear.
Penny.
Yeah, sir. That's what we're busy with. But you're right. For the Pinner, he'd be hard-pressed to do it because, again, it's the generation. You would need someone currently that has some weight because is there equivalent to, and I'm being all serious, is there equivalent to a Drake that would come in to sort of champion the CFL you know, Drake's not going to do that because he's obviously he's tied to the Raptors. But you really would need someone of that significance to help this league out, because I'm a little afraid. Look, the league's going to come back, but I'm still worried about Toronto, and I'm still worried about their ability to get people through the turnstile. Because for all intents and purposes, in Toronto, it's not about winning or losing; it's winning plus whatever cachet they can bring to it. And usually that means a guy who's been kicked out of the NFL, a guy who's struggling with the NFL, whether it was going to be a Johnny Football, I don't know who it'd be, but honestly, it's the only way. It's sad, but it's a major part of getting people to go to an Argo game, and that will change.
Well, yeah, I would have been using The Rock to help market the CFL, but now he's competition. He owns the XFL, so he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
So listen, Mike, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you. Things good with you?
Yeah, they're good. Health-wise, things are good. I expect in 2021 to, as people know, after the colorectal cancer, I'd had what they call an ostomy bag. So I've been waiting for a reversal for 5 years. The reason I don't whine about it is because there would be a lot of people out there watching and listening who wish that they had a family member that had that option. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't. So I don't take that for granted. So hopefully that will happen. And I think there might be some other little square dancing moves for myself, moving from perhaps chair to chair, where the scenery might change a little bit. You never know, but there might be something down the road, and you will be the first to hear about it.
I would hope so. I mean, what other option is there? Mike, thank you for the good news, my man, and the outlook. You are a national treasure. There's no doubt, except for Edmonton. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, brother. You too.
Mike Richards joining us from Mississauga. The man is a national treasure. But my, when the Oilers got to call me about what he said the last time, it wasn't me, it was Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Sports update coming back. Who should be the salesman for the CFL coming back? That's a good question.
Yeah.
That and more. So hang on. You're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus Television Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Download the app today.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, The result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Sud's Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Here we go. We're back. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Just ahead of a sports update, I got to say this again, and I was hoping I wasn't the only one paying attention to this. Mike Richards made the comment, if you listen to a conversation at a schoolyard, they're talking about Kyle Lowry, not Auston Matthews. And my line to him was, what are you doing hanging around playgrounds? I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
He completely was thrown for a loop.
Yeah, he didn't. But he was just so dialed in on the they're talking about Kyle Lowry, not Auston Matthews point that he didn't even. I don't even think it registered that he said that if you hang around a playground.
You thought it was funny, at least, didn't you?
I thought it was funny.
Okay,
for sure.
Thank you. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Sports update. Jordan Eberle scored on a 2-on-1 break, 12:30 into the second overtime, and the New York Islanders avoided elimination with a 2-1 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Final. If I may, Ebs has been in the NHL 10 years. He's voted Canada's best ever world junior, and they still call him Eberle, and it drives me berserk. Ray Ferraro. Should I call him Ray Ferraro? Ray Ferraro? He's calling him Jordan Eberle. Come on, man. It's been 10 years.
Stop. Don't bring that. Because I used to be in that dilemma 10 years.
You said Eberle?
Well, at the beginning.
It's Eberle.
When I with the Pats, right? I'm like, Eberle.
Why would
back
you?
Back with the Pats. No, because you just think. And then you hear it. It's Eberle. And then it takes you a second to flip. But when you flip, you're like, it's so natural. Don't make me go back to Eberle.
He's never been called Eberle in his life. Except for SportsCenter with Ray Ferraro last night. Anyways, Canada. So thank you, Linda Lundy. She says, Rod, it was funny. I thought so. Canada's Jamal Murray played a big role in the Denver Nuggets creating some NBA history last night. Murray scored 40 points as the Denver Nuggets beat the LA Clippers 104-89 in Game 7 to advance to the Western Conference Final against the Lakers. Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo have helped the Miami Heat take Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals against Boston. Butler's converted a three-point play with 12 seconds to go in overtime to put the Heat ahead for good in a 117-114 triumph over the Celtics. Adebayo blocked Jason Tatum's dunk attempt in the final seconds to seal the win. Luke Voit and Aaron Hicks homered to key a seven-run second-inning burst made possible when right fielder Derek Fisher misplayed a pair of fly balls, and the Yankees rocketed past the Blue Jays into second place in the AL East with a 20-6 blowout that extended their winning streak to 6. DJ LeMahieu had 4 hits and 5 RBIs, raising his average 13 points to 363. The LPGA Tour's Portland Classic, set for this weekend, has been reduced to 54 holes because of poor air quality caused by wildfires that have been burning across the West. Canada's Brooke Henderson has already withdrawn from the event. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. And oh my, lunch there yesterday with my buddy Kevin. And he said, on my recommendation, he took the taco salad. He goes, is it filling? I'm like, dude, you won't be able to eat till tomorrow.
The taco salad's the size of that football helmet.
It's huge. It's awesome there. There he is, Kevin Brandino. Stop it with the Yankees, you traitor. We're Canadian, in case you forgot, says the Golden Knights fan. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. from Armando Moreno, global football reporter watching in Mexico. He says it's Mexican Independence Day today.
Hey.
Which means you're allowed to have some tequila and tacos with no regrets. Andale, andale. No tequila here. You can have mine.
You'll have the tacos. I'll have the tequila.
Perfect.
Life will be good.
Perfect. Now, where do we go from here? Here's one. Another one, by the way. I'm just happily eating my ice cream, watching my Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Life's simple. Life is good. But I'm surfing Twitter and going, whoa, you know, I said how vile the comments were. Derek Fisher and people trolling Kawhi. And it was just ugly. And then I see people saying that the bat-around was the second inning for the Yankees, and there should be a mercy rule, and 20 runs is too much. Are you noticing a thing in sports where when the rules don't favor your team, it's change the rules? Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. And it's not new.
It feels new.
It feels a little new.
It feels new to me.
It feels a little new. It's just louder because we have all these avenues to get it out. But, yeah, when it doesn't favor you, change the rules. Or when the call goes against you, they must be paid.
That's the dumbest thing.
Bettman wants them to win.
Dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Roger Yee in Calgary. He says, Rod, it was hilarious, especially with the silence by Mike. For those that missed it, I'm not going to go back. You go back. Rewind the PVR or whatever. It was so awkward that I started to feel awkward.
Yeah.
What are you doing hanging around playgrounds?
I know. Well, he didn't reply to it.
He didn't know what I was talking about.
Where's this going? What's he doing? But he's a guy who's so quick to throw the jabs back, and he's so witty.
Exactly.
Right?
I got him.
And it was like you're in a prize fight. He just got hit by a left. And he's like, where did that come from? I don't even know.
I know. I'm jumping all over the place. It reminds me of my time that I bombed on Off the Record. Did you see that episode, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. But part of the thing was I came out and I drilled Landsberg right on the chin, right at the start, against the ropes. And it wasn't good. Here's what I learned, folks. If you ever show up on Off the Record with Michael Landsberg, don't show up the host. That's where it all went down from there.
Yeah.
You know that I clocked him with one.
Oh, no, for sure. But that just woke him up. And then he came out swinging, and it was like, wait a second.
He destroyed me.
Oh, wait a second.
I was in the corner. Wow. Stop the fight! Because I walked out of the TSN building in Scarborough with Craig Button. He put his arm around me. Craig Button, the director of scouting. I said, I bombed Craig. And he goes, no, you didn't. But that's Craig, of course. I could have totally bombed and he would have said that because he's just so nice. There's me with my mouth getting me in trouble again. And what it was, by the way, I had just written a book on the Saskatchewan Roughriders, a best-selling book, by the way, Green Magic. And I was on Off the Record. Riders were on a road trip to Toronto, and TSN invited me in to go on Off the Record. So I go in there and listen. It was a long time ago, really. I didn't have a lot of money, and I had one really nice suit. Do you remember the story?
The pinstripes.
Yeah. Yep. Do you remember the story?
I do.
So Landsberg's looking at my book, and he looks at the back, and I'm on the back about the author in this really nice Colin O'Brien's man chop suit. And he goes, looks at me, you're wearing the same suit. You only own one suit? I said, this suit's more expensive than your car. Whang! Took him a while to collect himself. And then it was, wah. Like he just punched me into oblivion.
Oh, yeah.
Was that rude of me? I was just answering him back.
I know. I mean, you don't need to jab him, though. Like, you don't need to poke
me?
Him.
Me?
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe he was trying to break the ice, and you kind of took offense to it, right?
Me defensive? Come on.
Right?
Come on.
Take offense to it. That's like, same suit.
What?
Show you.
What do you remember about that?
Like,
was it as bad as I remember?
No.
I blacked out.
No, but I know that.
I had an anxiety blackout on Off the
Record. I know that, and I've been there. And then when you're chasing, because you always feel like you're chasing and trying to get comfortable, and then you just can't, and then, yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah, and you walk out, and you're like, I don't even know where I am. I don't even know what I did for the last 25 minutes.
That's exactly what happened. And the night before, I was sleepwalking, by the way. In Regina,
wow.
At home, I was sleepwalking. My wife's like, what's wrong with you? I was so wound up going on Off the Record for the first time, national television with Michael Landsberg. And I guess I should have just sat there and taken it. Guess that's what I should have done. Is that what you're telling me?
I guess, but it's so hard to be comfortable your very first time in an unfamiliar environment.
And by the way, he does his best to make you uncomfortable. That's all I'll say. And I love Michael, I do, but you find out very fast who rules the roost.
That's why he was good, too.
Yeah. Robin and Prince Albert says, do you miss Off the Record? After that, no. But it's kind of what we do here every day.
Yeah.
Talking about the day's sporting events. But Off the Record isn't even live. Wasn't live. No. This is. So I think we got him beat. Let's come back with a viewer takeover. What do you say? We'll get back on track.
There we go.
It's the RP Show. You're watching on Game Plus TV Network and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Download the app today.
Rack your brain trying to source the equipment and materials you need for your business. Rockstar can operate your entire supply chain, from PO creation to expediting your shipments, all from our office. Leverage the buying power of the Rockstar Buying Group to not only save money and time, but also the headache. From gloves to glue, we can provide it for you. Find out more at rockstar.com.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So it's viewer takeover time. People just want to talk about me blowing up, tanking on Off the Record, which we'll get to that in a minute. On the Prairie Mobile text line, Chris in the 535 writes us, Mike Richards is always gold. You guys made me spit my green tea all over my windshield twice. Chris and Regina. What are you doing hanging around playgrounds? And on me tanking on off the record, people writing in here, Wayne in Victoria, BC says, hey, Rod, are those off the record episodes on YouTube? Thank God, no. I would never want anybody watching that. Jeff Kozak writes that and he says, I remember watching it.
There it is.
That there's the day. 2008, November 2, October of 2008. Do I look much different?
Spelt your name wrong.
I know. Was Alan Lee the intern in charge of the graphics that day at TSN? They love that in the control room. Do I look much different? My mom said, Roddy, that's the best your hair has ever looked.
Think Landsberg told him to do that on purpose?
Probably. But you said, tell them what you said about the suit, by the way.
Well, I could say it now. The relationship we have, but what are you doing wearing a suit off the record? I mean, we just talked about this in the break. We watch this show every day, big fans, still a big Michael Landsberg fan, but nobody wore a suit on that show. It was all golf shirts and T-shirts.
I'm sorry.
The V-neck sweaters and, you know, that kind of casual look. And so here comes this big shot from the riders from the prairies in his pinstripe suit. Look like Boss Hogg walking onto the set, probably.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
He wants to give you a shot.
Here we go. An owner of a team that I worked for once told me, you can never be overdressed. It's national television. It's TSN. One would think you'd wear your best suit. Would you not think that?
And I agree with that theory, and I do. I completely do. But I just, from a host's perspective, be like, this guy's going to come into our house and think he's bigger than us. That would be the first impression, right? Wearing the only guy wearing a suit. Well, we better show him, you know, that he's not going to come in here and be superior to us. So he gives you the shot and all, you know, gives you those shots.
But then I came back with a haymaker.
Yeah.
Whack.
So.
Wasn't smart.
No. You know, I don't know.
I'll never forget Lee Jones from TSN texted me right after it aired and said, what was that? It was that bad. Kelly Bale writes in the comment. I hope I can find it, or you guys can find it and put it up on the screen. He says, what do you say? It was just one mistake, but he said, I lost all my opportunities because of one mistake. There it is. It was a mistake. My opportunities were taken from me after one mistake, which goes back to the quick six show topics, by the way, with Derek Fisher. He hasn't had an error all year. But he boots two fly balls in one inning in the second inning last night at Yankee Stadium for the Blue Jays. And the world's telling, cut him, get rid of him, cancel him. You wonder how guys are raging with anxiety. And I deal in the world of sports and entertainment. It's not just athletes, of course. It's people on a stage. It's people in front of a camera. Shoot, in some cases, it's soldiers in very high pressure situations. Twitter's not helping.
No.
You can't make a mistake or you're done. Now, of course, in the Army world, they die. That's a whole other level of pressure. But your career could be over because of one mistake.
Yeah.
That's pressure.
Big time. That's huge pressure. You know, that one mistake. But then I would also, you know, argue because, you know, we've all made mistakes, right? And we've been able to overcome mistakes and thrive and actually be left in better positions after the mistake, right? So
most times you're stronger, yes.
You know, make sure that you're good. Make sure you work on your craft, put in the time, have the talent, and you'll be able to overcome mistakes. But that's the world we live in with, you know, people want to point out one spelling mistake, end of the world. One, you know, slip up. One, you know, slip of the...
It's called resiliency.
Yeah, you got to be able to withstand.
Well, some people take a massive gashing in life and they just shut it down. And they don't come back. Something to do with resiliency there.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we can talk about this. Hey, Rick, we'll do the talking, you do the watching. Don't be telling me what the topics are going to be on this show, okay? Zip it. Turn it off if you don't like it. Wow, the nerve of some people. You want to get my goat, start telling me what I should be talking about on my show. Next hour, Andy McNamara from Sportsnet. He'll be joining us to talk about NFL fantasy. Thursday Night Football, week two kicks off, by the way, the Battle of Ohio. Andy will be joining us. And our director of scouting, Craig Smith. It's going to be fantastic. Thanks to Mike Richards. A lot of laughs. We'll see you next hour for hour two. And for the rest of you, we'll see you at 10 a.m. Thursday right here on Game Plus TV. This show is like a pasture of goats.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating. Proudly serving Regina and area since 1978. Updating and improving your air conditioning system does not need to be difficult. You can breathe easy with our 100% satisfaction guarantee, flexible financing options, and maintenance programs. We will be with you throughout the process from start to finish. Contact us today so we can help you breathe a little easier. 306-781-2090.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Now, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.